Hello, I'm Dennis Newsham with Dennis Newsham Photography, and thank you for joining me for my next blog. Winter birding in Florida, escaping the February doldrums. January is something you push through. Winter birding in New York has its beauty, but by February the light begins to feel thin. A fresh calendar still carries promise, a reset. You tell yourself it's all part of the rhythm. But February feels different. Endless. The gray light settles in and does not seem to lift. The days are short. The sun disappears before the workday is even finished. Central Park feels quieter. Not empty, but stripped down. Bare branches, snow patches that linger, fewer voices, fewer surprises. There's still wildlife in New York in winter. Bald eagles stand on broken ice along the Hudson River. Sheets drift slowly downstream beneath them. They watch. They wait. That kind of resilience feels distinctly New York. On mornings like that, I tell myself I should just feel just as steady. A red-tailed hawk perched high and still. The occasional owl reported in Central Park. Strength is still here, but the energy shifts. The park feels reflective, slower, and if I'm being honest, sometimes my creativity slows too. It is not just the cold. It is the lack of light. By February, you feel it in your shoulders. In the way the afternoons fade too quickly, the heaviness of winter pressing in a little more each day, sometimes you have to pivot. The first hit of warm Florida air. There is something about stepping off a plane in Florida and feeling warm sun on your face in winter. It hits differently. The air feels softer, brighter. The sky seems wider. Palm trees instead of bare branches. Bird songs that sound unfamiliar. The days stretch longer, even if they're technically the same length. They feel longer because the light is stronger. It is not just a vacation. It is recharging the body and the mind. It is resetting my eye as a photographer. One of the first reminders that I'm no longer in New York is a burrowing owl. Standing upright on fence posts, no dense woods, no hidden perch, just sunlight and space. It held its ground watching us as closely as we watched it. When birding, I remind myself not only to look for birds, but to listen for them. For me, no other call or song is more vibrant than that of the eastern meadowlark. It alerts me to my core with excitement. An eastern meadowlark calling across the open prairie carries differently in warm air. The song stretches across the landscape. It feels expansive. It feels alive. Driving down a country road with the windows rolled down, feeling the breeze and listening, you hear bird calls and wait for it. The call of the eastern meadowlark is distinct and loud. Then suddenly, a flash of yellow. They love to pose on a fence post, a wire, or on the ground, singing away as if announcing their presence. Central Florida birding, our familiar escape. We tend to stay in Central Florida, exploring some of our favorite winter birding locations. Wetlands, prairies, forested boardwalks, coastal drives. Each habitat feels different. Each visit feels new, even if we've been there before. Circle B Bar Reserve is open space. Early morning mist rising off the water. Limpkins calling from the reeds. Great blue herons standing motionless. Alligators resting along the banks. You feel the width of landscape here, the sky, the stillness. Merritt Island National Wildlife Refuge offers a different rhythm. Along Black Point Wildlife Drive, you can stay in your car and use it as a blind. Shorebirds line the edges of the water. Roselet spoonbills glow pink against the marsh. The skies turn dramatic in late afternoon. Turkey Creek Sanctuary feels more intimate. forested boardwalks winding through shaded paths, smaller songbirds flickering through leaves, quieter moments. A barred owl at Harry Pugh Gardens. We were looking for a more formal area to bird, more maintained and quieter. We went to Harry Pugh Gardens. We were simply walking, no big expectations, just scanning trees and listening for movement. It was not crowded. The air was warm, peaceful. We stopped at a small outbuilding restroom. Windows open to let the air pass through. And then we heard it and recognized the call. At that moment, we froze, our hearts racing. A barred owl calling. It was bold. You could feel the strength in its call. It seemed like the whole garden had gone silent for that moment. We stepped outside and followed the sound slowly with anticipation, not wanting to flush the bird. We took our time to look up and search the branches. And there it was. We had walked directly beneath it without realizing. Perched out in the open, no branches blocking the view, head turning, eyes watching us as much as we were watching it. It felt as if the owl called us back. We continued to move slowly so not to startle it. I took a deep breath to calm myself before raising my camera. We kept our distance, respected its space, but the moment felt personal. New York has taught me to look up, to listen, to pay attention. Florida reminded me why. When the land changes after a controlled burn. On one visit to a preserve, a controlled burn had just taken place. The ground was still smoldering. We were reminded to stay on the path. The air had smelled heavily with ash. You could taste it. The ground was cleared except for mounds of smoldering earth. At first, we thought we'd not see many birds because of the burn, but we were quickly proven wrong. As we walked, birds began appearing, and not just warblers. They were everywhere, flashing through open branches, feeding on insects drawn to the freshly burned ground. Then came the heavy wing beats and deep drumming echoing through the trees. Pileated woodpeckers. Not just one, but several. Fire had cleared the landscape. Life rushed back in. It felt almost like a moment winter gives way to spring. Florida birds that reset the eye. Florida offers species we rarely see at home. One afternoon, a little blue heron stood motionless along the edge of a marsh. The light hit its slate-blue feathers just right, revealing subtle purples and grays. It waited, one careful step forward, a quick strike, still again. It moved like a ballet, effortless and precise. It was one of those moments that makes me pause and reflect. A quiet stillness settled in. Colors like that feels amplified after weeks of gray. Burying owls standing tall in open grasses and on fence posts. Roselote spoonbills glowing pink at sunset. Snail kites gliding low over marsh. Florida scrub jays watching you as closely as you watch them. A reddish egret twisting and splashing through shallow water with chaotic precision. Awareness shifts while birding in Florida. Florida also demands a different awareness. You look for snakes on the trail. Remember that alligators do not respect path boundaries. I have caught myself focused on a reddish egret through the lens and had to remind myself, Dennis, look down. Water that looks calm is not always empty. Stay aware. It adds an edge of respect to the experience. What New York still teaches me. Even in Florida, I carry what New York has taught me. Respect wildlife. Keep your distance. observe behavior before raising the camera. Some of my best sightings have come from engaging and talking with others along the way. We often greet people along the trail, share sightings, and ask what they have seen. Build community. In winter, New York can feel quieter. Florida reminds you how strong the shared sense of discovery can be. Why it matters. Florida gives us light in the middle of winter. New York gives us perspective. To be a great photographer, I need both. Winter birding in Florida gives me light. New York photography gives me perspective. This escape is not about leaving home behind. It is about gathering enough warmth, enough color, enough energy to carry back with you. Because eventually winter ends, spring returns, and the parks fill again. Until then, sometimes you have to pivot. Sometimes you have to chase the sun. And sometimes stepping into a different landscape helps you remember why you love your own. Please don't forget to hit subscribe and hope to see you out there birding soon.